Yes, it does. You listen to some rando on the internet. But if you would like to get revenge on that rando, all you have to do is send some money to a Nigerian prince I know. Or just send it to me. I'll make sure he gets it. But then again, not everything can make as much sense as JFK Jr. faking his own death in order to one day reemerge to join the Republican ticket and stop Bill Gates from microchipping our vaccines. Come on, QAnon followers. It's not too late to join the rest of us in the rational world and wait for Jesus to come back on a cloud of glory to judge the living and the dead. Now, after the inaugural, Q followers got a dose of reality from one Q Forum administrator who posted, "We have a new president sworn in, and it is our responsibility as citizens to respect the Constitution," adding, "Please remember all the friends and happy memories we made together over the past few years." Turns out the real conspiracy theory was the cannibal lizard friends we made along the way.
Everything is so divisive these days. Between the pandemic and politics, and all of that being amplified by social media, it feels like we're constantly being forced to choose a side. Sometimes that choice is easy, agreeing that racism is stupid, for example. Other times it's a bit nuanced, like Elon Musk is obviously just a real-life Hank Scorpio from The Simpsons, but I still want a Tesla. And if there's one thing that our scroll culture does not do very well, it's nuance. Don't get me wrong, nuance can be and is still understood. You just can't be nuanced about it. Which can make picking a side on any issue these days a little tricky. But don't worry. Here's how to tell if you're on the right side of any issue. If your opinion is shared by, say, scientists, doctors, people who have dedicated their lives to public service, and people smarter than you, and generally good people all around the world, you're probably on the correct side of the issue. If, for example, your opinion is shared by racists, Nazis, people who change their views based on their own personal gain, regardless of the impact on others, people who've never paused to ask themselves, wait, does that make sense? The spectacularly dim, despots, cult leaders, or generally bad people, it doesn't mean you're also one of those people, but it's not looking good, and it may be time for a rethink. Take a look at who shares your views, a really close look. Actually, even a passing glance. Because as the old saying goes, you are the company you keep. I hope that helps.
Come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
My daddy was a miner, and I'm a miner's son. And I'll stick with the union till every battle's won.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
They say in Harlan County there are no neutrals there. You'll either be a union man or a thug for J.H. Blair.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Oh, workers, can you stand it? Oh, tell me how you can. Will you be a lousy scab or will you be a man?
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Don't scab for the bosses, don't listen to their lies. Us poor folks haven't got a chance unless we organize.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
But let's move on to our main story. And guys, it is so exciting that we can finally stop spending all our time talking about Donald Trump's presidency. Yes, instead, we get to talk about cleaning up the mess from Donald Trump's presidency.
As you know, we've inherited quite a budget crunch from President Trump. How bad is it, Secretary Van Houten?
We're broke.
The country is broke? How can that be? What about my pledge to build the world's largest bookmobile? Isn't there any money left for that?
No, and we borrowed from every country in the world.
On top of a deadly pandemic that has overwhelmed hospitals, an unprecedented economic collapse that has plunged millions into joblessness and food scarcity, and a botched vaccine rollout that has states saying they're about to run out of doses, we also have a violent authoritarian movement that tried to overthrow democracy led by a former president facing an impeachment trial for, what was it for again?
There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
Anyway, today the House officially sent, still not as bad as erection, insurrection. But a reminder, we all make mistakes, Chuck. Anyway, today the House officially sent its article of impeachment over to the Senate, setting up a trial in 2 weeks.
The historic second impeachment of President Trump that takes a big step forward. The one article brought against him, incitement of insurrection, will be delivered to the Senate. Now that triggers a Senate trial, now set to begin in about 2 weeks.
Monday is that day that Pelosi and the House will formally transmit that one article of impeachment to the Senate, kicking off Tuesday as the day where senators will be sworn in as members of the trial. But then it will be another 2 weeks until we see that trial formally begin. McConnell actually arguing he actually wanted 3 weeks so that the president could actually begin to create his defense team and also strengthen his argument against impeachment.
So Trump's lawyers will have 2 weeks to prepare for their defense, which I guess will be what? When he told a violent mob of unhinged rioters to march down to the Capitol and fight to stop Democrats from stealing the election, he was joking? Your Honor, when he whipped the insurrectionists into a frenzy, he was being sarcastic. That's why he turned to the camera and made a freeze-frame sitcom face. The classic Mr. Roper defense. Not to be confused with Furley's Gambit. Or maybe they'll say it was a different guy. You got the wrong Donald Trump. You want this guy.
You have an opportunity today. You can be a hero, or you can be a zero.
Zero?
Yeah. Zero is a wonderful thing. In fact, zero is my hero.
Bill Clinton lied under oath, and they thought that there needed to be, he needed to be removed from office for lying under oath. Donald Trump incites a terrorist attack, and they have a different standard.
Shame on you. I thought we were in this thing together. I'm just as scared as you are, but this has to be done. We don't want the bad guys to win. We gotta do this for justice, for freedom, for honesty.
Boy, do I feel ashamed.
Me too. I feel like 2 cents.
I'm back in.
You can count on me.
Oh, hey, I was only joking. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun to go out there and risk our lives.
Yeah. All for one and one for all.
Yeah.
At times like this, I am proud to be an American.
Thank you.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
Yeah, for some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
Aww. Hello. It's me, Joe Biden. This is President Biden. This is President Biden. Please don't resist my charisma. I am President Biden. I would give you executive orders. Please do not resist my charisma. I will put you into the driver's seat of the American dream. I am President Biden. You may call me Joe. You may call me Joe, or you could call me JJ. But any way you slice it, I am your friend for life, President Biden. I see you in your dreams. Dreams of a nation united by love. I am your love monkey, President Biden. I am your love walrus. This is President Biden telling you, do not worry, the vaccine will soon be in your arm. I put it into my flipper. I mean, I put it into my arm. I love the vaccine. It was tasty. Yum, yum. This is President Biden. Do not be afraid of the vaccine. It will make you deliciously handsome like I am. I am a real silver fox. Do you feel that feeling in your arm? It is the vaccine working. Or possibly it is an allergic reaction, one or the other. Do not blame President Biden for your severe allergic reaction. I am just a man with flesh and bones constructed in such a way to resemble a humanoid figure. President Biden. Do not blame President Biden. I am only here to help you. I want your love. Give me your love. Give me your love. Give me your monkey love. I love it. Put your fingers around my banana. President Biden says, it's okay. Don't worry. I am your president.
We have to trust that there's going to be military tribunals and we get to watch all kinds of executions. We have to trust that there's going to be military tribunals and we get to watch all kinds of executions.
They're guilty. Treason. Behead them all.
Bring in the firing squad.
Look at the last 4 years, they haven't listened to a thing we've said. There's going to have to be some serious anarchy that goes on. Otherwise, nothing's going to change.
He is one of the smartest men
I think that we've ever come across in this country.
All we do is just transfer information from member to member and validate the information. That is it. We're pretty much the conservative fact checkers.
So I heard when in 2016, when Hillary was supposed to be president, the military actually stepped in and
There's people that are actually sleeping inside that building to keep watch over the area, I guess. I have no link to confirm this, just from people that I've heard that should know what they're telling me.
So I heard when in 2016, when Hillary was supposed to be president, the military actually stepped in and appointed Trump as the commander-in-chief.
But if you look into it and read the post, it's actual emails from Pence. Trying to get Trump out before he even won the election.
I just read somewhere that Biden just lowered the age of consent to age 8. Has anybody heard anything about that?
You know, you laughed about Tupac and Biggie. He was murdered, and I think it was the deep state that murdered him.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy.
I think, unfortunately, to send a very clear message that nothing like what has been going on since JFK or before is even remotely acceptable, it's going to have to be televised and it needs to be brutal. People need to see that it is absolutely unacceptable for anyone to act like this and do the things that they've been doing to the world.
Can't the people declare war inside the country if they wanted to?
Supposed to show that the plan is still underway, and as part of the plan is going dark for 10 days.
Yeah, we were reporting on that, kind of confused as to why we're getting reports that there's some blackouts across the world occurring right now, and yeah, the Vatican has roads shut off.
They always issue state emergencies for a storm, an incoming storm, right? So, the storm's upon us.
Yeah, with the state of emergencies, they're blaming it on the storm. So, the state of emergency, the storm did technically arrive, from what I'm seeing.
Yeah, it'd be wise to stock up water, canned foods, ammo, and cash. Gasoline in your vehicles.
Be safe. Be careful, brother.
I wish they'd storm the Congress and the Senate and pull all them treasonous guys out of there.
But I've seen it firsthand. I think the same thing as always, Antifa start the violence, start busting the windows and hope others join, but we really just stood there and did nothing.
with the type of information that Trump has, he needs to be careful how he releases that, because some of this stuff is going to be unbelievable. It's gonna break a lot of people, and we're not exactly sure how they're gonna react to it. So Trump's got to play a card on keeping people calm and exposing the information. That's a tough job.
I'm hoping that he was planning on Antifa showing up there and doing what they did, and he has some master plan behind that. I'm hoping.
I am ready to see something go down. I want to know if this is all real or we've just been being yanked around by a bunch of idiots sitting in their bedrooms throwing all this fake information out there. I mean, I want to believe that Trump is holding all the cards and that he's just being deceitful right now so that he can nail everybody.
If you're just going to walk away, why do you have 65,000 troops in there in D.C.? That makes no sense.
Take a moment, and it should be, but possibly he could announce what he's going to do next. We still have the insurrection act. If anything go down, it'll be today or Inauguration Day. I don't think it will be Monday. Point not saying it. If it does get signed, if the insurrection act gets signed, it'll be today, tomorrow. Not a day later.
The source I follow, I heard, said Trump can file or call martial law even up to 5 minutes before Biden's inauguration if he has to.
I think midnight, there's going to be a lot of stuff happening. I think midnight there's going to be a lot of stuff happening.
His farewell speech is going to be, he declares martial law, and then as he's doing that, they're arresting the people, like Biden's administration and all those corrupt suckers. And that's why they have all the security around the White House and Capitol Hill area. And as they're doing that, he's going to read to us all the evidence, show us everything, and lay it all out right there.
We know not to watch CNN. We know not to watch these people. But when we have people that we trust on the right, and we're pushing that information out, because we don't have many media sources. So the ones that come out, they need to be pretty damn good. And for them to take advantage of people's hope, like, we cannot have that.
Want to know something? You go out and you do your research, you do your homework, you find the facts behind it, and that's what I've done. And Q has been a big help. You want to know something? You go out and you do your research, you do your homework, you find the facts behind it, and that's what I've done.
Oh, buddy, disconnected everything for me. Light bulb just went off. Oh, buddy, disconnected everything for me. Light bulb just went off.
It's impossible to explain to anyone who doesn't do the research themselves.
From what I heard, there's enough disinformation in there, just enough to throw them off. It's only bits and pieces and crumbs of good information, and then a lot of it's disinformation.
I mean, if it comes to find out that, and this is going to sound bad, but if it comes to find out that Q Q was just some kind of CIA psyop. I hate to say this, but I wouldn't even trust Trump because Q was all pro-Trump. Kind of screwed us over.
Think of all the people that we follow and trust that, you know, have told us about Q and explained the drops. That's really the heartbreaking part.
By us believing that, you know, there's all these things going on behind the scenes, it's preventing us from doing anything because we're just sitting down waiting and watching, you know, for all this to secretly happen. And I don't think it's happening.
We can't be digital warriors our whole life. We can't be keyboard warriors our whole life. We can't put all our eggs in one basket like we're doing and waiting on Trump. Our forefathers never relied on one man. We relied on each other going forward.
One thing Q did do was get us organized to come together, to open our eyes, to listen to, in fact, what is going wrong with our government.
Just being able to kind of shoot ideas past each other and have each other kind of there to hear it, you know, us out and set us straight or help us to keep the faith and things like that. That has been a really big deal for me because I've been really going back and forth on stuff. So I want to just thank you because this has actually made quite a difference for me.
It didn't play out the way we wanted, but it showed that we can unite. We're powerful when we're together. I mean, it's created a whole new era. It's not done. It's far from over. Trump has changed things forever. It's a lot of seeds that he planted, and history is going to be very kind to him and the people that fought on the right side of the war.
I don't think they understand that we're not all evil. Like you said, we're not evil. We're not bad people.
Until Trump came about, it didn't really matter who you voted for because you're either getting this evil guy or that evil guy, and both of them were controlled by the deep state, so it didn't really matter up until Trump.
I think there's a lot that we don't know. I think we are far more advanced, but it has been kept secret by horrible, horrible government people to limit us so we could never get ahead in life like them.
Does anybody else's family members on here think you're crazy?
I have family that think that way. I think they're crazy for not seeing what the heck's going on.
I stopped talking to every single person that isn't on board with this.
I can't even express it enough. I'm so thankful for every person in this group.
Not every politician is bad. Not every Democrat is bad, but we're going to automatically assume they're deep state. So, I mean, you have people, a small few, that makes majority look bad.
I'd love to get into their heads, but it scares the out of me, so I keep my distance and stay with you patriots.
To absorb some local color through the magic of AM radio.
The book of Revelations tells us to watch for the seven signs of evil.
Bacon, sign of evil number 4.
Continuing our sign of evil countdown, here's Vanessa Williams.
I'm sitting here wondering, this matchbox will hold my dreams. The redhead in my arms go up in flames, will dissolve mighty regimes with her screams. Or so it seems. She dragged my face from the eye to my lip on the rough side of the striking strip, to the port side of a sinking ship, staring at a compact mirror, the siren calling from another era. while you made faces and then blew kisses, drowned in a pool that hypnotized Narcissus.
Hello, I'm Neil Allen from Hudson, New York. You're listening to WGXE ACRA 90.7 FM.
Hi, Laura Kuhn here, director of the John Cage Trust, bringing you a deep dive into the intriguing life and work of Renaissance man John Cage, celebrated composer, poet, philosopher, chess pupil of Marcel Duchamp, life partner of Merce Cunningham, macrobiotic chef, exponent of Zen, visual artist, and avid and pioneering mycologist. Tune in to All Things Cage, 7 p.m. Saturdays beginning January 2nd, for conversations with Cage experts and enthusiasts from around the world, right here at Wavefarm's WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, and via the web at wavefarm.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Heather Lloyd of Kinderhook, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Lakota tribes call on Biden to shut down DAPL. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Ocheti Shakowing is Lakota for Seven Council Fires, referring to the seven bands of the Lakota people, also called the Great Sioux Nation. Four of the seven tribal governments wrote to Joe Biden on the day before his inauguration, quote, "Since time immemorial, the people of the Great Sioux Nation have lived, hunted, fished, and engaged in ceremonies adjacent to the Missouri River, Menishosha in Lakota. They ask for quick, decisive action on the Dakota Access Pipeline. DAPL is the 1,200-mile-long pipeline that transports crude fracked oil from North Dakota's Bakken shale fields to Illinois en route to Texas. As one of his first acts in office in 2017, President Trump greenlit both the Keystone XL pipeline and DAPL. On his first day in office, Biden revoked the permit for Keystone XL, but left DAPL intact. On Wednesday, 1 week into his presidency, dubbed Climate Day by the White House, Biden announced sweeping executive actions to confront catastrophic climate disruption, but again did nothing on DAPL. The Lakota letter listed the 19th century treaties between the tribes and the U.S. government, adding, quote, "After gold was discovered in the Black Hills, the government violated the treaties, stripping vast areas of land out of the reservation," unquote. For the original inhabitants of this land, American democracy brought not freedom, but violence, displacement, and genocide. Nevertheless, indigenous nations on this land they call Turtle Island survive and continue to resist. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, supported by hundreds of other Native tribes and allies, successfully forced the Obama-Biden administration to shut down DAPL in 2016, declaring in Lakota, "Mini Wichoni," or "Water is Life." They feared a DAPL oil spill would poison the Missouri River, on which their very survival depends. The pipeline company, owned by Energy Transfer LP, controlled by Texas billionaire and Republican megadonor Kelsey Warren, hired private security guards to combat the water protectors. Over Labor Day weekend in 2016, they beat protesters as massive bulldozers razed sacred grounds. Our team watched and filmed in horror as guards unleashed attack dogs, biting the nonviolent indigenous protesters. Blood dripped from the mouth and nose of one of the dogs. Since Trump's approval, DAPL has carried hundreds of thousands of barrels of fracked oil per day under Lake Wahe, formed when the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers built a dam on the Missouri River in the 1950s. In their letter to Biden, the tribes noted the Wahe Dam destroyed more Indian land than any other single public works project in the history of the United States. This week, the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C., ruled in favor of the Standing Rock, Cheyenne River, Yankton, and Oglala Sioux tribes in their lawsuit against the Army Corps of Engineers. The court's decision forces the Army Corps to conduct a full environmental impact review, citing, among other reasons, Energy Transfer's dismal record with past oil spills from its many pipelines. In the court order, Judge David Tatel quoted the words of Dave Archambault II, the former chair of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, quote, "Water is more than just a resource. It is sacred, as water connects all of nature and sustains life." Archambault wrote to the Army Corps of Engineers in March 2016, a month before the first protest fire was lit near the path of DAPL construction on unceded tribal lands at the confluence of the Cannonball and Missouri Rivers. The DAPL resistance camps grew from a dozen or so people around that single fire in April to well over 10,000 water protectors by October 2016. Lakota traditions were central to the organizing with prayer, song, and a deep respect for the leadership of elders. Now, as the COVID-19 pandemic ravages indigenous nations across the United States, there's growing fear that their wisdom and the native languages themselves will perish. Jody Archambault of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, former special assistant to President Obama for Native American Affairs for the White House Domestic Council, who's also Dave Archambault's sister, recently wrote in the New York Times, quote, "North and South Dakota, home to the Lakota reservations, lead the United States for coronavirus rates per capita." She adds, "We're losing more than friends and family members. We're losing the language spoken by our elders, the lifeblood of our people, and the very essence of who we are," unquote. Biden's Climate Day executive actions signal a critical departure from Trump's destructive, science-denying environmental policies. For indigenous nations, though, the climate crisis and COVID-19 have deepened the devastation of centuries of genocide. Shutting down the Dakota Access Pipeline is a vital step towards repairing the damage already done, one that President Biden can and should take with the stroke of a pen, without delay. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
German measles, Russian flu, Montezuma's revenge. And why do we say a foreign word whenever someone sneezes?
Tomorrow, I'll take a look at swine flu, up close and personal. This is Les Nesbitt.
Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, sunny with a high near 20 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of around zero. On Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 22 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of snow after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 14 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
One speeding ticket, Columbia County.
Columbia County, everybody gets speeding tickets. How else do they pay for the roads to get plowed in the winter? Here's the track Portent Signal Remapping from the 2021 album Losing Circles. This is Marcia Bassett, who also plays in Double Leopards, and Thomas DiMuzio.
Thank you.
That was Landing Takeoff from the 2021 album Dark Matrix from readist Daniel Carter and pianist Matthew Shipp.
There will be nowhere soon if I've seen things right that have come. People will be scared. They never will see anything arise. Meanwhile, all of my friends have been struck down. Arise. How can a fine old thing come when our faces are cold? Arise.
Some have made mistakes for us, waiting by the door for us. Arise,
arise.
We told them to go ahead. Their support is just a wait. Arise,
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 arise.
Better to suffer the weight than win.
Arise,
arise,
arise.
Where is it hanging?
Arise,
arise,
arise.
It is not the move to propel us on.
Arise,
we move ourselves to
That was Bill Callahan, Bonnie Prince Billy, and Six Organs of Admittance, covering a Will Oldham song, Arise Therefore. Here's guitarist Matt LaJoy with Sunrise on Magic Meadow from his 2021 album, Paraclete Tongue.